Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. October the 16th, Growing and Progressing.
All this week, Derek considers the call in Hebrews to be diligent, so as to enter God's rest. Today he shows us how we need to keep moving forward spiritually to the end. Continuing with the same theme of diligence, let's consider what the writer of Hebrews has to say a little further on. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end, in order to make your hope sure. We don't want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. We not only need to be diligent, but we also need to be diligent to the very end. The opposite of diligence is stated there in plain words, to become lazy, not physically lazy, but spiritually lazy.
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. For this very reason, make every effort or give all diligence to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love.
The Christian life isn't static. It's a life of adding, growth and progress. To be static in the Christian life is to backslide. To do that adding, as described in the passage above, requires diligence. It requires making every effort. Peter then went on with an if.
For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is near-sighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins.
Would you believe that it's possible for somebody to be cleansed from his past sins and then forget that it ever happened? It sounds unrealistic, but Scripture indicates that it is possible. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the promise of entering your rest. I proclaim my need to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. I shall be diligent. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.